Blog Talk Radio.
You can follow the 110 Nation at 110 Nation. Check us out on Facebook, my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports. The 110 Nation fan page, the 110 Nation Sports. Make sure you guys go over and check out the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network at www.the110nationsportsradionetwork.com for all the latest shows going on here at the 110 Nation. Glad to be in the studio on this beautiful Monday night. Had a fun weekend. We're gonna get a little bit about that, a little bit of baseball. We had NASCAR this weekend. Make sure that you guys go over to www.110nationsportsradionetwork.com to catch all the latest shows. The Jay Dillon Show made its debut last night. I had the honor and the privilege of producing the show, hanging out, listening to all the great guests that Jay Dillon had on his show last night. Great time on there. If you guys happen to miss it, if you just go over to www.the110nationsportsradionetwork.com, you can catch all the shows. I'm looking at it right now. Jay Dillon Show last night, Talking Dirt with the Southern Dirt Track Report Thursday night, Race Chat Live last Tuesday night, and of course my show, the 110 Nation Sport, the 110 Nation Sports Show last Monday night. But also, maybe you prefer to use different apps to catch a show, or it's easier to have these apps on your phone, as I have a gazillion apps on my phone, mainly stock and crypto stuff, but I do have iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, all the, well, no, I can't say iTunes, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, there's a couple other, where I can catch all the shows on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. But if you also go to the site, www.110nationsportsradionetwork.com, on the right-hand side, it has a tab. All you got to do is click on it. It's one for iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Podcast Addicts, YouTube, you name it. There is a tab for you, the Deezer, Podchaser. You can catch the link any which way. Make sure you guys do that. Check out the shows. Download the apps. Follow the shows on those. Help us continue to grow as we are in the 11th year here at the 110 Nation. So glad to be, we're all glad to be still doing this and enjoying life. As we spend this next year continuing to grow. Part of the growth was the Jay Dillon Show debuting on the network this week in hopes that come April 15, 2023, we relaunch the site as we've locked up not only the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network for the next 10 years .com, but we've also locked up www.110nationsports.com as we plan on re-releasing that come next year. Got to thank Carolina Sports Plus, our longest-running marketing partner. Had a great conversation with Mario, owner of Carolina Sports Plus. We got a lot of things going on in the background that I'm looking forward to bringing to the 110 Nation. New shirts, shirts that have both the 110 Nation and Carolina Sports Plus on it. The website, he's planning on the website being out this week. So the person that is working on it told him that it'll be out this week. So we'll see if it comes out this week. Hopefully it does. Looking forward to that. Hoping that he will be in town as I make my way to North Carolina here in about 3 weeks. If not, I told him I'd catch him on the flip side once I sent the son back down to North Carolina. So had a great conversation. So make sure you guys support them. Go to Carolina Sports Plus on Facebook. Give them a like. Just send them a message. Let them know the 110 Nation sent you, what you're looking for. Or just wait till the website comes out. Let them know the 110 Nation sent you. He'll hook you guys up. Also got to thank Bears Bullish Market Report. Looking forward to continued growth with them as well. Go over there, follow them, join the group. For everybody who joins the group, they will continue to contribute to the 110 Nation and help us continue to grow. So looking forward to that. Also on the site, it's got the schedule. If you don't know what the schedule is, Monday nights right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network, the 110 Nation Sports Show. Tuesday nights, Taz, Chris, and Craig are in the studio for Race Chat Live, as they will be, of course, talking about the All-Star race last night in Texas for the Cup Series and race for the Xfinity Series and Truck Series as well. And then, again, you guys ready for the Coca-Cola 600 next weekend in Charlotte. Thursday night, Southern Dirt Chat Report, as the guys down there get you guys caught up and everything going on in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida. And likewise for the Jay Dillon Show, all the local racing down south as well. And that is Sunday nights, 8 o'clock, right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. If you're looking to be part of the network, you have a show and want to put it on a platform that has shows going out on all these different platforms to help us continue to grow, help you continue to grow, or maybe, like the Jay Dillon Show, you don't have a platform and want to join our platform and do your show live right here on Block Talk Radio that gets distributed to all these different platforms. Or maybe I love at one point to be able to extend the show to a two-hour show, have me a co-host. You don't have the time or it's not something you're ready to do, but maybe you come on 15, 20 minutes, talk some baseball, talk some football, talk some hockey. All you do is send me at MrCJSports@gmail.com. Would love to have the opportunity to see about getting you on the 110 Nation team and help us continue to grow, help us expand as we were really looking forward to spending this next year getting focused and staying focused on expanding the radio network side of the house as we prepare ourselves about 4 months or I'm sorry 11 months away from expanding the website, relaunching the website, and getting that presence back on there. Had a great weekend. Got the opportunity, and I really feel bad for my mother. For those that have been listening to the show for a while now, know that this year we decided to split a half season of season tickets of the Dane Dragons, which are a high A baseball affiliation or high A baseball program of the Cincinnati Reds. And it's unfortunate that I'm not a Cincinnati Reds fan, but I love some Dane Dragons. For those who listen to the show, you go on and on. I go on and on talking about how great the stadium is and how this year we're one of the best team, the hottest team in baseball, best record in baseball. I've had an opportunity to see a couple of the Reds players do rehab games. Get an opportunity to see some Major League Baseball players playing at the local field that cost us, I think, our half of the season tickets. The wife and I goes $30. Great seats right there at third base. But I got to admit, I feel kind of bad for my mom because we split these tickets three ways. And it seems that every game that she has had, except for one, has been a rainout. I even got the opportunity Friday night to – we didn't even know there was a doubleheader. One of the second game that played – Voto played, or Voodoo, however you pronounce his name, played in the first game. The second game actually got rained out. And so we're eating at the local cantina right there, right across the street from the ballpark. And I thought there was an awful lot of people for as early, because we got there early to be able to eat. And we got done eating. We went over to the ballpark, and, like, we're in the third inning. I'm like, well, the tickets say 7:05. I'm going to find out the second game of the doubleheader that was supposed to be on Thursday got rained out. I get you just one second, Greg. And so I got an opportunity to catch half the first game, watch the second game. The second game, walk-off home run. First time in 7 years that the Dayton Dragons had a walk-off home run. Went 2-0 for that night. We end up winning the next night to finish out the series, sweeping the series. But a phenomenal time. I will say I was upset Saturday. I know I was finally supposed to get my opportunity to go to Eldora. And, of course, the weather did not cooperate. So they are issuing rain checks or rain tickets, whatever you want to call it, since we did order ahead of time and got them online. So we're trying to figure that life out. I think we're going to try to go next weekend. We got Memorial Weekend race on Sunday night. I have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. So I think we're going to try to get out to Eldora on Sunday night. But anyway, I got Craig Moore in the studio. One of the co-hosts or I don't know what they call each other, but it's Craig, Chris, and Taz on Tuesday night at Race Chat Live. He was on the show last week, said he would be back this week, and so we're going to get him in the studio. We had an interesting turn of events last night, and I've seen the comments. I've never seen so many I'm not going to say I've never seen so many NASCAR fans up in Lord have mercy, because I have. But I tell you what, the comments, the post, the feuding over last night's All-Star race, you would have thought this was an Ohio State-Michigan game and it came down to a missed call or a bad a favoritism referee call, or an Alabama and I guess Auburn's their big rival, or a Dallas and anybody out of the NFC, I guess, bad call. I tell you what, it's been a heated debate. So let's get Craig in the studio and let's get into some of this that went on last night. Craig, how you doing today?
Good, CJ. How the heck are you?
I'm living life. I tell you what, got to go to baseball games, even though the race was raining out Saturday night. Did get to, hey, wife said, let's go to Kings Island on Sunday. We got season tickets. We went to Kings Island on Sunday. So a great weekend. I did turn the TV off with, and that's the only thing, because it was so late. I got to get up at 3:00 in the morning. I turned the race off with 2 laps left. So I woke up today and Facebook was what it was. I was like, what the hell did I miss? And so I got an opportunity to go back and watch. So I was prepared for tonight's race. Because like I said, I only missed the last two laps. I assumed Ryan Blaney was going to win the race. No more cautions. It was either white flag. I believe I even had made it to the white flag. And I was like, you know what? The race is over. I'm going to sleep. And then I wake up and Facebook is all up in a roar. How was your weekend, Craig? And let's jump into a little bit of what happened this All-Star weekend.
Well, the weekend was pretty good. Saturday we went for a motorcycle ride. But if you know anything about Florida, it's all flat. So we always have to find somewhere that has a bunch of curves. And then Sunday we went for another motorcycle. Saturday's ride was a little short. It was about 120 miles. And then Sunday we went for about a 230-mile ride. Let's just say my keister was sore after we got done. But I did not catch the All-Star race. I got to watch it on highlights because we were spending family day. And I forgot to put Sirius XM on my one phone so that I could listen to it on the bike. But I did catch some of the highlights. I will say Denny Hamlin is crying like Kyle Busch. And because if you know, and I have to agree with Ryan Blaney, that if the roles were reversed, he would be ecstatic to have won that race. Now, I will say this. I think NASCAR should have brought everybody down after that caution. If they have enough officials, check the window nets, make sure they're done, make sure they're up, make sure they're secured, but they didn't. That's a call on NASCAR's part. He did secure it, but he didn't have it, from what I understand, secured completely. Hell, I would have took a piece of gum and stuck it up there so that way it would have probably stayed up a little better than what his did. But, you know, congrats to Ryan Blaney. I know our local boy, Ross Chastain, that was a hell of an accident. I'm glad everybody's all right. I posted pictures of it on the race chat on my page. But, you know, I will say that the truck race, from what I understand, was the truck race. Stuart Friesen won that.
Yep.
Who is my pick for the week. So that was – I love when I do picks, and my partners in crime on RCL don't expect it, because they always go, what? Are you nuts? Dude, sooner or later, you're going to start missing it. Because I don't like to brag here, but I'm leading the overall points and most of the points for the week for all three series. Saturday night was Tyler Reddick. He won Saturday night's Xfinity race. And I was kind of shocked he didn't make it to the All-Star. He didn't transition over into the All-Star race. I think if he would have transitioned into the All-Star race, he might have had something for everybody. But, you know, it is what it is, and that's why they call it racing. We're going to get ready to go to the 600 this weekend in Charlotte. I really wish they would move the All-Star race around. Not because Chase Elliott wants it to move around, but because that's what it was designed for. It was designed to move around from to different regions. They took it out of Charlotte because they said it was getting stale. And they were supposed to move it to Texas one year, and then they were supposed to bounce it around. Just like I honestly think they should move the finale around every 2 years. Remember back in the day, TJ, because we're old enough to remember when the finale was in Atlanta every year?
I went the first year Gordon won his championship, the season that ended in 95, because I was a senior in high school. Gordon pretty much, I think he had to finish 35th or better. Basically had to start his car. That race was Atlanta. He won that championship. That was the season finale. So yes, I remember quite well. That was my first race ever.
I honestly think they should start it and end it at Daytona. I think that would be wicked cool.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Unfortunately, with the whole All-Star and the Charlotte thing, I agree it's gotten stale. I spent 20-some years in North Carolina, and even though it was convenient to go to the track, it was an hour and 20 minutes, Charlotte's not, by any stretch of my imagination, my favorite track. It was convenient, and I would get media credentials or got tickets for free for different contests, or I bought tickets. Phenomenal racing facility and a phenomenal place, but unfortunately, yes, it is very stale racing. Usually you had one or two people dominate the race, and that was kind of the end of it. And so, unfortunately, you know, I like the idea of the All-Star race being there because it's convenient. You had the race, you came back with the 600. It gave the teams kind of partway in the season a chance to kind of regroup, get a break, be at home, spend family time, get the festivities of the basically 10-day stretch in there, and then kind of go into the next leg of the season. But unfortunately, the racing wasn't there to justify it anymore. It was boring. It was dry. The last race I went to, the 600, I watched Martin Truex lead like 90% of the laps or 95% of the laps. Usually had one person kind of dominate the race.
Yeah, and that's even from a standpoint of sitting at home, because I remember that race. I was like, all right, well, this is boring.
Yeah.
Like, this is boring. I could be doing something else or, you know, watching a movie or, you know. And so NASCAR, I'm glad they moved it out of Charlotte, but now I think it needs to, move around from venue to venue like it was designed to do, and give the fans a chance to in different markets to see it. You know, maybe out at Mid-Ohio where you're at.
Or North Wilkesboro that they're redoing, or let's revamp Rockingham. Let's bring some of these tracks back and make an all-star race. Let's kind of get back to maybe some of the roots of some of these tracks that we've kind of kicked to the curb, or, you know, could use the publicity, the Mid-Ohio's, the IRL or whatever that runs at Indy, just different kinds of bring a little bit of variety to it. Maybe not necessarily the race it's in, because it's a non-point race. It doesn't really make a difference. Was bring, because not only you bringing some of these tracks back, but then you're also having an opportunity. The Coliseum race, that should have been an all-star race. Now you bring some people in. It's not a traditional points race, but it's a fun race. Maybe you'll gain a fan or two because they're not normally going to, you know, go to these races. You make it a fun weekend and be like, you know, that was cool. Like, I watched a team get points and win $100,000 for having the best pit stop. A driver win $1 million. They all go out all out for it because they really don't care. It's not a points race, so they really have nothing to lose. And it's a different, you got this, you know, race in and everything. You just kind of have a different weekend with it.
Yeah, and NASCAR, like I said, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but NASCAR needs to do something about it to make it more exciting. I don't think that was necessarily what they voted for last night, to make it more exciting, but something's got to happen, you know?
Now, last night, well, I want to throw my thoughts in there. You kind of gave your thoughts on the recap of what you saw. One, yes, I agree. Thank God nobody got hurt in the wreck prior. And this is where I feel that NASCAR really dropped the ball. For those that didn't watch the race, Kyle Busch had a tire go down, and Ross Chastain almost flipped. He rode up on the driver's side of Kyle Busch's car, almost flipped over, and it ended up driving into Chase Elliott, and it was a bad wreck. It was real ugly. And the reason I kind of put a spotlight on the driver's side is later on the race, with the last lap, with the all-star race, they have to finish under green under all-star race rules. The last lap, there was a wreck, or there was a yellow flag. Now, yes, I can see where people are upset about that last flag, because it was the last lap. He was out of the way. I feel the NASCAR kind of – there's been many times that I felt that NASCAR is throwing a caution for someone to hit the wall, and there's no debris, and the car went on. I'm like, why do we throw a flag? Like, this car is going to pit road. There's no reason. So to me, what I saw out of Ricky – I believe it was Ricky Stenhouse hitting the wall was really no different than a lot of times that I've seen the same thing happen during a race, that no caution should have been pulled out. And I can guarantee you 100% without a shadow of a doubt, if that was Dale Jr. in second place and that happened, people would have been in an uproar if that flag wouldn't have been thrown to give Jr. an opportunity to win that race. So that's my first thing, first issue with all this. But then we watch Ryan Blaney, who assumed he won the race, even though the caution light clearly came out before he crossed the checker flag. So I don't know why there was even a confusion on this. Lowers his driver's his net, and then could not get it relatched. Now, under NASCAR rules, that is, you got to come into pit row. Now, I understand because of the confusion, and it was so close under their confusion, that maybe NASCAR should have let them come down and fix it. I feel this is more like almost like the Martin incident, where you thought you won the race a lap early, you go down pit road, you lose your position because you're not paying attention to what's going on around you. So I don't really have a lot of sympathy if NASCAR would have made him came down. He lost the first place position because the caution clearly came out before he crossed over the checker flag line. Where you say that Denny Hamlin cried like Kyle Busch, Everybody that on in the entire 110 Nation knows I do not like Denny Hamlin. But yes, I agree, because I promise you, if that once again would have been Dale Jr. in second place, and that Ryan Blaney dropped that dang on thing and could not get it latched, which was clearly not latched, it was crooked, and when he, as soon as he took that checkered flag, that thing was already falling back down. If he, if that would have been Dale Jr. in second place, that NASCAR world would have erupted. The fact that Ryan Blaney won that race and that he should have not been in that position because he did not have this thing latched, and Jr. should have won it. I'm not saying that, you know, I agree. Maybe they should have gave him an opportunity to go down and fix it, because it was close. I don't feel it was that close. He dropped it. The caution came out clearly before. But I wouldn't have had an issue with if NASCAR said, you know what, it was that close. It's an all-star race. It's not a point race. Come down. We'll make this, you know, we'll get you relashed. No harm, no foul. You get your position back. I wouldn't have cared about it. I do have an issue with the fact that they didn't do anything, and we watched Ross Chastain ride up the side of Kyle Busch's car in what was a really ugly-looking wreck that everybody walked away from, and a hard hit that Chase Elliott and Ross Chastain hit into the wall, and nobody batted an eye when it came to NASCAR. Like, that's where I have the biggest issue.
Yeah, and NASCAR should have done that. They should have brought everybody down pit road, like I said, check the window nets. Now, to further your point about, we'll take Dale Jr. out of the equation because he hasn't raced in 4 or 5 years. So that's kind of a moot point.
He ran an Xfinity race like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but he's not a full-time driver. So let's just change drivers here for a minute. Let's say that if it was Chase Elliott or if it was Kyle Larson, things would have been a lot different.
Yeah.
Things would have been a lot different. And they would have done it. And because it wasn't, they didn't bother, and it only caused them more issues. Now, do I think they will take this further come next year and do something about it, or in the coming weeks do something about it? Yes. But honest to God, these drivers who drop their window nets as soon as they cross the start-finish line, that needs to be stopped.
Yeah.
Those cars are still in motion. You still have cars behind you doing breakneck speed, racing for position. You're slowing down. You have cars. We're gonna put the ones that are hosts on the show. It's me, you, Chris, Taz, Jay Dillon, Artie, and all those guys. We're all racing. I win the race. I drop my window net, so I start slowing down. Chris and Taz are racing for position, and I've seen Taz race a go kart, so I know how dangerous this could be. I love Taz, but him and Chris wreck going two, they're running 2-3, they wreck. Well, now they hit me and my window net's down. So it's not until these cars come to a complete and final stop, like they tell you at the amusement park, do not undo your safety apparatus until the ride comes to a complete and final stop, should those window nets come down.
Yep.
You know, and if they do, if you drop them, well, then by God, you've got to face the consequences of being fined. And Lord knows NASCAR loves to fine you anyway. So
they like to get some of that money back.
Yeah, they want to get some of that. And from what I understand, that goes to the points fund. But that's why they fine it so heavy. But at the end of the day, that's what needs to be done. They need to I'm just getting home from work. They need to do something different and change the rules as far as that goes. There's no reason for it. No reason whatsoever. You know, they're always talking. NASCAR is always, we're talking safety, safety, safety. We'll fine a crew chief, and we'll fine and suspend a crew chief and two crew members for the tire coming off pit road, but we won't do something, you know, about the window net.
You'll spend them like four races or whatever it is for something that they don't, especially with this new tire, this new lug nut, that they I don't know if they necessarily can control. Things just happen too often. I don't know if crews are just too much of a rush. It's just one lug nut, or this is just something that they're still adjusting. Either way, you're willing to suspend it for that extended period of time, but something like a driver's net that they can control. Like, that is in complete control, and you just let them, I'm going to hold this up and kind of take a piece of bubble gum and kind of just get it to stick long enough for me to drive almost 200 miles an hour and put, you know, my life and limbs in danger here, you know. I mean, like, the odds of something happening, and knowing throughout the years where we are to where we used to be, the odds of something happening to that severity, I get it. Probably not going to happen. But just knowing that there's been such an emphasis on safety, and knowing what we just seen with Kyle Busch and Rob Chastain specifically in this particular race, it just blows my mind that NASCAR didn't either, you know, at least say, but it was close. You dropped your bet thinking you won. The caution came out right before you crossed over the line. We get it. You thought you won the race. Come down pit road, get your crew guy to fix it, get back out there, and, you know, or bring everybody down, make sure everybody's got their bets up still, and roll on with the race. That's at least because of the safety and the emphasis of the safety. That's what it should have been done. Like I said in the group earlier, NASCAR can sit there and figure out exactly how many lug nuts you've tightened and not tightened, and make you come back down pit road if they've not felt that you tightened all your lug nuts, especially when we had, what, five lug nuts or whatever it was before. But you're going to tell me that they saw nothing wrong with him up until he took the green flag, holding the net up, and then you could see the net crooked and flapping in the wind and everything else? Like, I just don't get that part.
Yeah, no, that's the one thing I don't understand either. I don't get it. I've been trying to wrap my head around it, and I just don't understand how NASCAR says, hey, that's not a necessity. But anyway, I'm definitely looking forward to the 600 this weekend.
Yep.
We got to get our picks in. We'll get them in by Wednesday because we don't have a show tomorrow night. I know Chris is saying Chris said he's taking Martin Truex Jr. I'm a little up in the air as to who I'm going to pick. I might enlist the help of Miss Teresa in the house and just let her pick a driver, as long as it's not Recky. Recky Stenhouse. I'll let her ride on the back of the motorcycle on Saturday. But if she picks Recky Stenhouse, she can't. She has to. He just looked at me and shot me the finger, CJ. So.
Yeah, I decided, I almost forgot, for those that are tuning in, tomorrow night will be a replay where we're going to pick a best of kind of episode of the season so far. The guys have tomorrow night off. They do so many shows a year, so once at a blue moon they do take the weekend off, and I think it's only a few races or a few weeks throughout the year that they take off, and then the off season they're off. And this happened to be one of those weekends that, or weeks that they will be off. So for those that are tuning in tomorrow night, you will be catching a best of Race Chat Live. I'll let the guys decide, or I'll figure out a show to replay for tomorrow night. But Craig, I want to thank you for jumping on here. I'm glad to have you in the studio with me. Anytime you want to come on, I don't want to hold you up. I know you just got home. The old lady's done giving you the bird. I think that's about time to get you on your way and spend some wife time and, I don't know, maybe make up for the bird, making her give you the bird, and I'll hit you up later on Messenger.
No, she didn't give me the bird. She walked in, and Listen. I got the most awesome lady in the whole wide world. I cannot complain. I walk in and she's putting dinner in the oven because I said, honey, keep it simple. I said, let's have pizzas for tonight. I said, and then she's got my coffee. She's got making coffee. So we're going to watch. We're going to try to attempt to watch a movie. Listen, I know this is a sports show, but I got to tell you this because I know you love spending time with Mrs. DJ Sport. So if you want to watch a good series of movies, watch The Gift. It's called The Gift, right? It's with the guy, James Garner, who played on The Rockford Files. And The Note. Not The Note book, but it's called The Note. Good movies. And so that's my movie recommendation. And I'm not a big movie person, but that's definitely it. But I want to thank you for allowing me once again to come on to your airwaves. And I want to let you know that I appreciate everything you do for the 110 Race Chat Live, all the other shows. Wednesday night, I don't remember what's on the docket for Wednesday for the network, but I do know Thursday is Southern Dirt Track Racing Report with Artie and all the guys. And then Sunday is the Jay Dillon Show once again. So I want to thank you guys for that, and we'll talk to you later.